This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN. We're being joined by our good friend Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library. Chelsea, what's happening at the library?
It's a little housekeeping. We are going to be closed for Coast Guard Friday, August 1st, and Saturday, August 2nd. Just little reminder for people, if you want your library holds ahead of time, you can schedule one of our holds lockers. Just make sure you do so by that Thursday before. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we have a lot of really fun summer programming still going on. Our week for Coast Guard's a little bit slower than for our other weeks, so a lot of this stuff is going to be the week after. Mm-hmm. But our first one is on August 5th. From 10 to 11 a.m., and that is a summer walking tour about women of the Tri-Cities.
Oh.
So this is with the Tri-Cities Historical Museum, and this tour will be highlighting a few of the women woven into the fabric of the Tri-Cities history.
Okay.
Consists of about an hour of walking and standing, and is accessible by stroller and wheelchair. So for everybody who would like to attend. And then registration is required for this. The tour departs from the Sundial area located at Washington Street and Harbor Drive.
Okay.
So not at the library. Don't come meet at the library.
Okay.
Or we'll send you down there.
All right.
We have a film screening coming up called The Sound of Hope, A Story of Possum Trot, which is on also August 5th at 5:30 and will go about to 7:30. Mm-hmm. And this film is a inspiring true story about a group of families in a small town in Texas who came together to adopt over 70 children from the foster care system. Mm-hmm. It highlights challenges and triumphs of ordinary people doing something extraordinary. And so also, we will have Ronald Swank from Family Bound, who's a group that works with children in foster care and families and such, who will be available after the screening to answer any questions people would have about foster care if they're interested.
Alrighty. And anything else happening down there at the LDL?
Yes, we have another one of our family escape rooms that are always so much fun. This one is for people who are fans of the escape rooms and have come for all of them. This is kind of bringing back an old one, but we've revamped it. Mm-hmm. So this is the Stolen S'mores Escape Room. This is going to start August 5th and will go all the way to September 31st. And we have time slots all throughout the days. We have some on weekends too. So, ton of different options for people, different families. The premise is, you're on a family camping trip and the chipmunks ate all your s'mores ingredients. Fortunately, you packed enough emergency rations in your critter-proof container, except you lost the key, so now it's camper-proof, too. Mm. Can you use your survival skills to track down the missing key and get those s'mores? You have 1 hour, and you can register a team of up to 10 people. So, fun for all ages. For families with younger elementary kids, they might need the help of some older family members. Mm-hmm. But we have, like, groups of adults who will come in and do these, too.
Gotcha.
So, they're not going to be as hard as think of, like, you know, the ones that are more meant for adults. Mm-hmm. But they are good for the whole family, and they're a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. And anything else under the roof over there?
So, I've got one more thing for you.
Okay.
This is something I've been working on a lot these past few weeks. This is year two of an event we do called the Beachside Boost and Brawl.
Ooh.
It's a collaboration esports event with the Michigan High School Esports Federation. So this competition, it's like a whole event going throughout a day and has a competition that is designed for middle schoolers and high schoolers and their families to enjoy a mix of, you know, getting some gaming experience if it's something they want to get into esports, and also learning about future opportunities. And with that, so we're going to have a Mario Kart 8 Deluxe tournament that goes from 12:30 to 2:30-ish, and a Super Smash Bros. Ultimate tournament that's going to go from 3 to 5. Mm-hmm. For both of those, that is just for the teens and tweens, or like middle school, high school. It's specifically grades 5th through 12th.
Gotcha.
So if you're, you know, graduating stuff, this isn't like an adult tournament event, but adults can join in with middle school, high schoolers, you know, and their families who are coming, because mm-hmm. we also will have local high school representatives and college esport organization representatives. Mm-hmm. Right now, I for sure have Albion and Davenport.
Gotcha.
Who are going to be coming. And so they'll be able to share and answer questions about things like scholarships and esports opportunities in college. Mm-hmm. So a lot of fun. We had a great time with it last year, and we're hoping to have even more fun with it this year.
All righty. This is our friend Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library. Chelsea, if people want to learn more about the LDL and what's going on over there, where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudoutlibrary.org or follow us at Loudoun District Library on social media.
She is Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library. I'm Jesse Bruce, and this is 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.